Next, Delegate Roberts.
Thank you.
Turn attention to House Bill 1679.
House Bill 1679, it codifies a new requirement for disclosure for the DMME, the Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy, for all the chemicals used in the completion of natural gas and oil wells in Virginia, or in other words, fracking. The natural gas and oil industry in Virginia has been safely fracking to complete wells for decades. The industry is justifiably proud of its laudable record in producing Virginia's valuable natural resources and is an environmentally sensitive manner while providing much-needed jobs, making significant capital investments, and paying millions in royalties to natural gas and oil owners, and funding substantial tax revenue to cash-strapped localities. DMME has recently finalized the Virginia's gas and oil regulations following a two-year review, and that began a year-long series of meetings and regulatory advisory panel composed of representatives of DEQ, DMME, and other state agencies, environmental advocates, and gas and oil industry representatives, which debated many issues regarding the gas and oil production in Virginia. Among the compromises reached by RAP now included the revised regulations is the chemical disclosure requirement. Under the regulations and under this bill, DMME will make available to the public via a web-based database all disclosed chemical information subject to protecting legitimate trade secrets as defined in the Uniform Trade Secrets Act. Under the regulations and under this bill, DMME is authorized to release all chemical information to other state and local officials, including first responders and healthcare providers, in the event that there is an accidental spill or exposure. This bill will ensure Virginia's chemical disclosure requirement is comparable to or more stringent than any other state except for California of the top 21 producing natural gas and oil producers in the country.
Any questions of the paper? Anyone in the audience like to speak in support of this bill? Please come forward again.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is David Clark, and I represent the Virginia Oil and Gas Association. Delegate Robinson has accurately described this bill. We have just completed, I would say it's probably closer to a three-year process of reviewing the gas and oil regs. During that 3 years, there was a lot of discussion about best practices for the industry, and as she pointed out, and we're proud to say, we have been in this business in Southwest Virginia, an important part of the economy in Southwest Virginia for decades, and have been fracking in Southwest Virginia since the 1950s. To a certain extent, the industry felt that this review was a solution in search of a problem. Nonetheless, we participated in that process in good faith. And there was a lot of give and take, as you can imagine, with all the various stakeholders involved, as Delegate Robinson described. One of the things that is a new requirement in the regs that just became effective December 28th is a requirement that the industry disclose all of the chemicals that they use to the Division of Mines, Minerals, and Energy. Prior to December 28th, there was no requirement for disclosure of chemicals. And as I mentioned, we've been in this business and fracking for decades without a problem, without any disclosure. There is now a disclosure requirement which the industry was willing to go along with the proviso that, like any business or industry, there portions of that information that constitute trade secrets would be protected. And so what you'll see in the bill before you is we have taken the provisions out of the regulations, and we're codifying the requirement for the disclosure requirement. And we also have a language in there that indicates that that disclosure is dependent upon there being a proper trade secret exemption on the books. We think that's only fair. It was part of the process, and the regulations call specifically for trade secrets to be protected. The only way they can be protected, if we're providing all of the information to DMME, is for there to be a trade secrets exemption. Otherwise, someone will submit a FOIA request, and that information will be available to the public, and therefore available to the competitors of those who've submitted that information. We think that's patently unfair, and therefore we believe that the disclosure requirement should be tied to an appropriate trade secrets exemption. I think you will hear from others today that this is related to another bill. In fact, it is. It's related to another bill that Delegate Robinson has and one that Senator Chafin has that is dealing with a trade secret exemption. So this is not an attempt to avoid the disclosure requirement. It's only an attempt to avoid the disclosure requirement if, as the regs contemplated, the trade secrets are not properly protected. So, happy to answer any questions.
I have a question. This doesn't apply in the event of an emergency.
Under the regs provide that if there is an emergency, if someone has been exposed to the chemicals or there has been a spill, that that information is made available to not just DMME, including the trade secret information. It would be made available to other state agencies as necessary. It would be made available to local governments. Be made available to healthcare providers as needed, with the proviso that that information is still deemed not to be public information, and with the expectation that it'll still be kept confidential even to those who receive that information.
Okay, I have another question. How long, once an emergency is declared, will they have to disclose the information?
They will make the request would be to DMME, and DMME, I don't, the regs don't get to that detail. DMME would contact, is what we expect, to contact the service provider or the operator of the well for that information, and that information is expected under the regs to be made available immediately.
I would assume, Mr. Chairman, that that's the kind of question the DMME deals with, and they probably have a practice in this.
Did you hear?
I would just assume that emergency situations are situations that DMME deals with and has practices in place to it, but I don't know.
They do. They have procedures in place. There are particular specific provisions to deal with emergencies. And they will have that information and make it available. So.
That's it. If you don't mind, come from DMME is here. If you could come forward, it would be great.
Chairman Hayes Farrar, Deputy Secretary of Commerce and Trade. We have our Director of DMME in the back, also our Deputy Director for the Big Spin Gas Office.
You could come forward.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Butch Lambert. I'm the Deputy Director for the Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy, and I oversee the gas and oil industry as part of my duties. And the question was?
The question was, once an emergency is declared, how long would it take to get the information of the, you know,
We have inspectors that would be on the site almost immediately once we're notified, and the information will be contained in our computer systems that would be made available immediately to the inspector, who would then contact the appropriate personnel.
The current policy is immediately.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Delegate Plummer.
I'm not sure if I understand the availability of the information. For example, you've been operating for decades, and the knowledge about the chemicals used in the fracking, am I correct, has that not been known to the public?
It has not been required to be known to the public. Much of the industry has voluntarily participated in a web-based resource called Frac Focus. So that's publicly available. You can go look at it. You can go on there, and to all the companies that are participating, and most in Virginia have been, you can look, drill down, if you will, to a particular site, and you can determine what they have listed as the chemicals they've used. They, however, on that list, as we would contemplate under this legislation, they would indicate certain of those chemicals or certain of the aspects of that information to be trade secret information.
Chairman, if I may follow. So under the bill, how would that differ? What are we additionally requiring by way of disclosure under the bill?
Well, Virginia is requiring under the regs and under the bill that all information be made available to DMME, even the information that's considered to be a trade secret. So DMME will have everything. And what we expect or would want them to do, certainly, and the regs contemplate, is that they won't release that trade secret information unless there's an emergency situation, in which case that information is made available to address the circumstances of the emergency.
Mr. Chairman, I guess the final question would be, the difference between the chemicals utilized in this process and the trade secret, what if it's not the chemicals, what else is there about a trade secret?
Well, it could be the chemicals, and because it could be a particular chemical company, drilling company A and drilling company B use different chemicals, different processes. They might have a chemical that company B doesn't know about, and it's not that it's a problem chemical, it's just something that they don't know about and gives them the competitive advantage. The other thing it could be is the mixture. We talked about ingredients and recipe, that was a big part of the debate during this regulatory review was, are you gonna release the ingredients or are you gonna release the recipe? And the most important part to the industry is actually the recipe. So the list of chemicals is something that's less important to us, but still something where the industry would be giving up something by allowing that information to be released.
I guess I do have a little bit. I'm sorry. So this came about as a result of a DMME regulatory process,
yes,
developing regulations for that.
Yes.
And now we're coming here with statute. Did the regulatory process say you had to come here for statutory authorization, or could DMME, under its regulatory authority, do this anyway?
DMME could not, under the regulatory authority, we're concerned, have a FOIA exemption for the trade secret.
So that's essentially the nut of the bill. It's about potential FOIA exemption.
Right, and it's also possible that there could be another regulatory process, and someone could decide that this disclosure process under the current regs is not sufficient and they want to do something else. So we think there's value in codifying the disclosure requirement that resulted out of the give and take in this regulatory process.
Anyone else like to come forward in support of this bill?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Miles Morgan. I'm the executive director of the Virginia Petroleum Council, and we support the bill. If you look at the top 21 producing states in the country, this bill would put us at the most stringent of chemical disclosure, just underneath California, which does not protect trade secrets. This would disclose everything to regulators but protect trade secrets. And I don't see them here, but the Virginia Chamber of Commerce supports this bill, as do the Virginia Manufacturers Association.
Chairman Scott McGarry, Director of State Public Policy for Washington Gas. We also support the bill for the reasons mentioned.
Mr. Chairman, Chris Nolan with Consol Energy. We also support the bill for the reasons stated. And I'll also point out that at each well site, there's a safety data sheet. And when a first responder comes on the scene, that information tells the first responder how to deal with the emergency that's at hand. If someone's been exposed, how to deal with that. If there's been a spill, how to deal with that. And that information is currently available, and it does provide some insight into what chemicals are actually on site. Is that right, Dave?
Yes, required by federal law.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in support of the bill? Anyone in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, Hayes Frommey, Deputy Secretary of Commerce and Trade in the Governor's Office. We see this bill, as Mr. Clark stated, linked to Delegate Robinson's bill, 1679. We believe and understand that the stakeholders are having a conversation and trying to come to consensus on finding a path through that bill, which explicitly deals with the FOIA portion of the code. We have concerns about how that bill is currently drafted. And we are hopeful that they'll be able to find a solution through that bill. But we do see this bill linked to 1679.
Anyone else? Opposition.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Eric Gregory. I serve as County Attorney for King George County. I also served on the regulatory advisory panel mentioned by Mr. Clark. And we did engage in that almost 3-year long process where we travel throughout Virginia, reviewing the DMME regs in fine detail. And that process was begun at the behest of the industry for the purpose of coming up with regulations or reviewing DMME regulations to address the disclosure of these frac fluids. That's a colloquialism, the fluids used in the hydraulic fracturing process. King George County got involved in that process because of the interest in drilling for oil and gas in the Taylorville Basin. King George County is not a hotbed of oil and gas exploratory drilling activity at present, but our citizens and our board of supervisors were very concerned this activity could occur there because an oil company was purchasing leases in the area. So I was asked to serve on the regulatory advisory panel as well, along with others from the industry and others from local government and other stakeholder environmental interest groups, stakeholder groups. So our interest was to see that DMME put in regulations to require the disclosure of these ingredients, something that hadn't been required before, so that local governments, when these actors come into our communities, so that local governments know what they're bringing in and what they're using. King George County and our surrounding jurisdictions are in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. We have a little bit more sensitivity to that ecological system than folks have out in Southwest Virginia. Now, that's not to denigrate one or the other, or to emphasize one over the other. It's just a different ecology. So our residents and our board of supervisors are particularly sensitive to the introduction of these types of chemicals into our environment. So we wanted to advocate for the disclosure of these ingredients. We did so, and we were successful in coming to a compromise with the industry to provide for the submission of the information to DMME, and DMME would house the information and then make the information available to the public and to local governments, which would then, as a result of the regulatory changes recommended by the regulatory advisory panel, local governments would then have a seat at the table through the regulatory permitting process and be able to access certain information. We find it a bit disingenuous now, at this point, for the industry to come back and say, well, we'll disclose the information, but we want to cut that information off and seek trade secret protection for all that information that we just provided to DMME. How are local governments going to access the information if it's protected? How are our first responders going to know what they're dealing with if an incident occurs? And that's one of the major concerns. Yes, the safety data sheets are on site at the oil and gas wells. Yes, the safety data sheets are required by federal law and are on file with DMME. But when an incident occurs, it's virtually too late. Our first responders, our fire and EMS crews, show up at an incident, hypothetically, and they provide the data sheets. Well, that's the first time that they know what they're dealing with. They may not have trained for that incident. They might not have the proper equipment. We need to know what we're dealing with ahead of time so that we can respond appropriately if and when an incident does occur. So that's one of our main concerns. We're not looking to get all of the trade secret information. We understand that the industry should have, might be entitled to certain protections. And we are in discussions with the industry now to come up with compromise language to this bill and the companion bill, HB 1678. And we feel like we're making progress in that area. We would like to see access to the safety data sheets ahead of time at the permit application process, or at the permit application when local governments are entitled to receive that information. And also the CAS number, or the name of the chemical, and the CAS number, which is a chemical classification system. Those are the pieces of information that local governments, particularly King George County, are interested in. I thank you for your time. Thank you. We oppose the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the subcommittee. My name is Larry Land, representing the Virginia Association of Counties. I'll try to be as brief as I can. I'll just basically say the position of the association, which was approved by the entire membership, was to support full disclosure of chemicals used in the fracking process. Back a year or two years ago, the Virginia Association of Counties did submit comments on DMME, what were at that time DMME's proposed regulation, so we have tried to stay engaged in this process, trying to respond to the concern of county officials who were affected by this. So we oppose the bill. We do look forward to working with those who do support the bill, hoping that we might be able to reach an accommodation. I will say that, but we do oppose the bill at this point. Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, members of the subcommittee, Travis Blankenship with the Virginia League of Conservation Voters. For reasons already stated, we oppose the bill as well.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members, Trina Slackman, Virginia Conservation Network. We also oppose the bill for the reasons that my colleague stated earlier. I would also like to mention there is a way to strike a balance between public health, property rights, and the industry's trade secrets. So we're working on the Senate, a similar bill on the Senate side to negotiate, and I'm optimistic about that. So thank you for your time.
Mr. Chairman, very quickly, Emily Francis on behalf of the Southern Environmental Law Center. We've been following this issue for the last 3 years as well, and I echo the sentiments of my colleagues. We are opposed to the bill. We do hope that we can come to a compromise on 1678, but as for right now, as written, we oppose 1679. That's before you this evening.
Anyone else? I have another question. I think maybe you had stated that it wasn't so much the chemicals used, but the recipe.
That's the most important piece of it. Yes, yes, sir. And one of the things that we have been talking about relative to the trade secret legislation is the possibility that the trade secret exemption would allow for the chemical name, the chemical abstract number to be released. And the current version, the introduced version of the bill, that does not include that. One of the things that has been asked of us and that we have said that we could consider, provided that we can reach agreement on the rest of the terms of a trade secret exemption, that we that's something we could live with, still protecting the recipe as you described it, the mix, percentages, the things that may be done differently, more differently between one company and another.
I just think that would give some comfort to the localities to know what they're dealing with, but not care about.
And we have offered, I offered this morning to Mr. Gregory and Mr. Land, that the industry would consider not only providing that information or allowing that information to be made available, but that also the safety data sheets that have been described could be made available as part of the permit application, and so those would be available through DMME as well. Again, all part of negotiating what a trade secret exemption would look like. This bill obviously is the industry trying to protect itself, that if we can't protect those trade secrets, then we don't agree with what we've worked out hard in the RAP process that for this new disclosure requirement. And I just, if I could just respond to one thing Mr. Gregory said or didn't completely say, was the regs do call for disclosure. As I said earlier, they also call for DMME to protect those trade secrets. The only way they can protect those trade secrets from someone in the public getting that information is that if there is an exemption from FOIA, and that's why the bill is written as it is.
Does anyone have any questions? Delegable, Mr. Chairman.
And I apologize for joining the conversation late. And I did have a quick question, if you can bear with me, about the interplay between this bill, the other bill, and also the regulations, so I kind of understand how they all fit together. So here's kind of my concern is that this bill puts in statute that DMME may require this information to be part of an application contingent on there being a FOIA exemption. And I guess my concern, if I understand this correctly, is we pass this bill, but the FOIA exemption bill doesn't pass for whatever reason. Am I to take it that this language then trumps the regulations and takes away DMME's ability to be able to get that information from an applicant?
I'm like the expert.
The simple answer is yes, it does, and that's the intent of the bill. As I said, the industry is not embracing the idea of disclosing all the chemicals they use if the ones of those that are trade secrets are not protected. And that's what the regs, as I said, not to beat a dead horse, the regs contemplate that the disclosure is accompanied with protecting those trade secrets.
Anyone else?
And I'm just going to add to that, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
No, no.
But the safety data sheets are not secret. Those are available. So when they apply for the permit, that safety data sheet may be included with that permit, so that the locality then would have that information. That, I don't know if you're familiar with the safety data sheet. I wasn't until I saw one the other day, and all industrial sites required by the federal government is a sheet. It goes into specific detail. This is the chemical. This is what you get if it's exposure. This is if it touches your skin. This is if it, you know, it's a spill. This is, and what action needs to be taken if those things occur. So it's pretty specific on the chemical and what would need to be done. And so again, we're trying to protect the trades, the trade secret, the recipe of this, and the two bills are complementary and antagonistic, I guess you could say, at the same time in that respect. But that's where we are with this bill, and I hope you entertain it.
I'm personally comfortable with knowing what the chemical is. I don't feel like I have to know what the recipe is. I feel like it would be the benefit of everyone to know what the chemicals are. But I don't know how that needs to be. And I feel like it's safely addressed in the safety data sheets.
I believe it is, Mr. Chairman.
It's safely addressed.
I believe it's safely addressed.
I had a question, because I missed it, maybe missed it. The safety data sheets are available to a first responder when they get to a, if they were to come to an incident, would that be available to them?
Mr. Chairman, Delegate Ware, federal law requires that on all job sites, and it's not, this isn't just limited to the gas and oil industry, that safety data sheets be maintained on site. And that's what will happen if an EMS provider or a fire department, if they get to a site where there has been exposure to chemicals or a spill, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to go and say, show me your safety data sheets, so that it lays out what it is that they have to do to address that and what they shouldn't do in some cases to deal with the spill or exposure.
And for clarification, it's not a secret document.
It's not a secret document. No.
But that is on site.
It's on site.
So the chemicals themselves are known, are available, and if they need more.
The safety data sheets are by product, and they will have substantial information about the chemicals and all the information necessary for a first responder to deal with them. And what is required under the regs and under this bill is a DMME get every chemical that is used, a list of all of those chemicals, plus the secret sauce, if you will, the recipe, the percentages, the concentrations. They will have all of that information available to them. And as DMME has testified, that information is going to be available in the event that there is a circumstance in which that information is needed. So if it's someone who's not getting that information from the safety data sheet, they can contact the MME, and I think I heard you say it would be immediately available.
Pleasure of the committee.
Sure, the report.
I just have one question. Doug Moore, before the administration, so that the administration fully supports this bill.
Sorry, Delegate.
The administration supports this bill?
No.
You're fine.
We have concerns about the bill that this bill is linked to. And if that bill was to go through in its current form or be killed, we would likely have concerns about this bill as well.
Okay. I just want
to respect.
If I could, that's exactly my concern as well. I'm not so concerned about this on its face. I'm much more concerned about what ultimately is going to be the disposition of Koya Park, and that's really the part that governs what's going to be released and what's not going to be released. That's what gives me more pause. I wish we could consider them both together. It's, you know, my understanding very hard on that other one. But without having to be able to see that, it makes me a little nervous about this one.
Sounds like it's definitely a work in progress. We do have a motion. Is there a second? Motion to report. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion to report. Second. Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Four.
Four. All opposed, though? I think a lot of the problems hopefully will be addressed as this thing moves forward. Thank
working
you, Billy.
Go make it.
We're definitely working on it.
Thank you,
thank you very much for building me forward. Appreciate it.